This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair.
Joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, no Brettie this week. But I've been joined in the studio by two fabulous guests. Usually you'd hear them on 10 p.m. on Tuesday nights on The Single Life. I've got the beautiful Michelle and
Hello.
The beautiful John.
To fill the void.
I don't love he's gone straight for the jugular at the start of the show, Michelle. Goodness.
Where is the other Brett?
So the other Brett is away down Bay City tonight.
Well, Bay City being Geelong.
Oh, yes.
Fun times.
But tonight on The Affair, it's The Single Life Affair. We're going to talk all things dating, aren't we, guys? Best and worst dates.
Oh, and what a stack of stories we've got.
Because usually on a 10 o'clock, on your 10 o'clock slot, Michelle, and it's a lovely new slot now, isn't it?
It is. So much better than an 11 p.m. slot.
I know. And you're just being swamped now, aren't you guys?
Inundated. It's just an absolute typhoon of stuff.
But it's all about the dating game, isn't it? On Tuesday nights.
That's
right. It is. And everything you have to go through when you go through dates, meeting new people, all the dramas.
How to work through them.
How to work with them.
How to get a date.
Oh.
In my case.
Because this is what I find really funny. So this is a GLBTI community radio station, and everyone who comes on the show gets hooked up.
Yeah.
I know. Right. Well, nearly everyone.
Except for you, Michelle.
Me and Tanya, who's on the show as well.
She'll be
forever on the show, I think, like myself.
So we're asking everyone, because of the beautiful Michelle and beautiful John are in the studios, the question of the night is, what is your dream date? Guys, quickly
yes.
now,
mm-hmm.
dream date.
Mine would involve anything where I don't have to think because I don't like thinking. So if it's all taken care of.
She is blonde, so.
If someone whisks me away and plans the whole thing, I'm happy.
Fair enough.
Could even be to McDonald's, but as long as I don't have to think.
Wow.
No.
Oh, okay. So no intellectual stimulation for you,
none
Michelle.
None required.
I'm starting to see a problem here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how about I play the first track?
Okay.
Because you know what, Michelle? This is just for you. It's just a thing.
Oh.
Paul Mack, classic Dancy Nancy tune. We're going to come back to that in a moment, aren't we, Johnny?
We are.
You're enjoying 94.9.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9. On air and online at joy.org.au.
And you are listening to The Affair on Joy 94.9, where I am actually doing a little guest spot with my co-host from The Single Life, Michelle de Klerk. Thank you, Brett, for having us in the studio.
Oh, look, thanks so much for coming in and talking about, because we are talking about the dating game. We're going to talk a little bit about best and worst dates. We are asking our listeners, what is their dream date? Okay, guys. Now, John, you're hooked up now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hooked up. I'm fully locked and loaded.
Well, what was your first date, Johnny?
Oh, my first date was a bit of a fail, actually. We actually...
This makes thrilling, yes?
Makes thrilling radio. We actually met at a bar when we first met, and we thought we might just bed it down into an official date. And we went to this place in Chapel Street or on Chapel Street.
Yeah.
Bit of a fail, though, because I didn't do my research, which, you know, happens quite a lot, as Michelle could definitely vouch for. And the venue was pretty noisy and I couldn't hear a word that Pete was saying, pretty much. So,
what do you do in that sitch? Do you fake it? Do you, are you like, that sounds interesting? Or?
Pretty much. I could have signed a mortgage for all I know during that date because I was just nodding at pretty much everything.
Now, obviously, it worked out for the best because you're seeing Pete,
yes.
which is great.
9 months.
But what would you make like a suggestion of how, let's just say it's not going well, you can't hear the other person. What's like a good exit strategy, guys?
Well, my favourite creative strategy is a particular app on my smartphone that rings my phone after 5 minutes. It's one of my favourite.
Oh, my God.
So, well, so it rings the phone and you pretend to answer and pretend correct. It's an emergency.
And it goes so far as to even have, like, pretend voices on the phone so the other person, if they're listening
does that click in, like, when you, like, answer it?
Yes. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh,
I love
my
it.
Gosh.
So it's basically a self-destruct mechanism on your phone to try and get you out of that bad date, quick smart.
That's perfect.
That's actually really good for the date because you know what? You have to go on a lot of dates,
yep.
don't
That's
you guys,
true.
Until you find your Prince Charming.
And time is valuable. You don't want to sit there right till the end, even like when you realise in the first 5 minutes of the date, like, hey, it's not going to work out. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. Hey, talking about dates. Michelle, now you've always said that you're not hooked up and you are the single one, but you have just been asked on a date by a listener. Craig, Craig's decided, because Craig lives in Dandenong.
That's so close.
He's going to take Michelle out on a date to the Dandenong show.
Oh, Craig.
Oh, that's
sounds,
so romantic.
That sounds awesome.
And Craig, the hilarious thing is she lives in or near Frankston, so you're not that far apart. Because Frankston is Dandenong by the sea, isn't it?
It is. Craig, can you come pick me up? Because I don't have a car.
She's only got zone one, so she can't get out there very easily.
Oh, goodness.
That sounds exciting. I've actually been on a date to the Dandenong show, but that was about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds perfect for you, MDK, because you do like dates where you don't have to think. So, you know, get him to win you a few plush toys.
Can't
buy you
wait.
Some fairy floss. Sounds
as long
good.
As he doesn't make me take the train home after if I've been a bad date.
Oh, no. That's a
that
long
could
way.
End in, oh, could end in disaster.
No, no you'd have no. to get... Oh, imagine getting your parents to pick you up after a date.
Oh, no. Oh,
loser. Hey, now, look, obviously, we've talked a lot, like when I've been a very nice guest on your show, we've talked about Dancing Nancy and we're going to come to what is the definition of Dancing Nancy music. But my lovely guests have chosen two tracks. Now, you've chosen the next track, haven't you, darling?
I have. All of my tracks that I've chosen are a little bit old school.
Good. We love old school I here know. At The Affair.
Fresh but, from your mixtape.
Oh. But they all transcend the ages.
Okay. And what's this one, my dear?
Oh, well, which one are you playing
so
for
we're going
to
play Feel the Vibe.
Oh, because we love to have a good vibe on dates.
Ooh.
That's why we're playing this one.
Oh, I love this. You're listening to The Single Life Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to The Single Life Affair on Joy 94.9, where this evening we're talking or asking the question, what is your dream date?
Ooh.
And Brett, how about you? What is your dream date?
Look, obviously I have a partner of 13 and a half years, so every date is a dream.
Okay.
But, there you go, Andrew, my love. But if I got to choose to go on a celebrity dream date... I have to say, it would be Daniel McPherson, and we could do anything as long as it was naked. Really.
Like ice skating, perhaps?
Probably not something which could damage yourself, but as long as it ends like that, that would be a great dream date. But if I can't do that, one of the a beautiful dream date, actually, that my partner and I did in Paris. We did a round-the-world holiday for our 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
And we went on a Parisian cruise at night, seeing the lights of the Seine.
The love boat.
And we went to the Moulin Rouge the night before. And the Moulin Rouge is dreadful.
What?
It is so incredibly bad. It is like a bad sea boat, like ocean liner, cruise ship drag show. And it's not like I love a drag show, Michelle, but it's bad, B-A-D, bad, right?
So no Kylie Minogue fluttering around.
No.
No green fairies. No.
And then we were paranoid going, oh, my God, if that's what Moulin Rouge is, the boat cruise is going to be hideous. But we got there and it was so incredibly beautiful. They seated us. They brought us champagne. There was a jazz quartet of this singer.
Oh,
and it was this French, and she was singing French songs and old school jazz songs. And we like took off and they brought entree and main. And then people started to dance, like proper dancing.
Oh, wow.
And you'd go through like, everything was just, it was like something out of a movie. So that was probably my best ever date.
And probably because you had no expectations as well, do you reckon?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, true, true. Yeah.
Guys, I do have a bit of a celebrity date story.
Okay. No.
Yeah, so many years ago, this is before I met my partner, I went on this date with this guy, and look, it was okay. It was like we went down to a very famous Italian restaurant in St. Kilda, and where the tables are very close to one another. It's that trattoria atmosphere, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was in the days you could still smoke, and I used to smoke. But because the tables are so close, you had to be really careful if you had a non-smoker next to you.
Not to blow smoke in their face.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we had entree, and we said, we're about to light up, and turned to the next table and said, do you mind if we smoke? And then this sarcastic voice came across going, well, I'm just about to light up myself. And it was Judith Lucy.
No.
And what a great impersonation that was. Sorry.
Well, I've worked on that, John. Thanks for noticing. And I was a bit like, oh, my God. And she was there with her mum, because you know how she has her adoptive mother, she died, but just before she died, she found out her real mum.
No.
Yeah. So she was there and she looks exactly like Judith Lucy, except 20 years older.
Yeah.
And we actually finished our date because we both had mains delivered at the same time. So it was sort of like it stopped being a date and started being a dinner of four people. And it was really nice. And
bit of a group date.
Yeah, I don't think the date would have gone any further if Judith Lucy saved my behind.
Oh, thank
the love
God
fairy.
For Judith.
Judith thank love God fairy for Lucy. Her.
Well, we've talked about dream dates. Brett, what's your first date with your partner? Do you remember going back 13 years
my
back
God
in the vault?
Okay. So there used to be a restaurant, it's funny you should mention Chapel Street, before there was a restaurant called Wild Rice. Right. Now, guys, the name Wild Rice, what would you assume the type of restaurant it would be? Give it, just have a wild guess.
An Asian.
I don't know.
Asian. Yes.
Thai.
And it was all polished concrete floors and glass and very, like very cool interiors. And I went, this is going to be modern Asian food, right?
Yeah.
Wild rice, right? So I booked it and it was our first proper date. We'd hooked up before, but this was our first proper date. And he liked Asian food and I liked Asian food and went in. It turned out to be a vegetarian, macrobiotic, organic restaurant.
Oh, what a fail.
Huge fail. And then when we asked, and we had to obviously order vegetarian food, and that's okay. And then we asked, could we have rice with that? And she said, we don't serve rice.
What?
Our grain of the day is millet. And of course we said, oh, what's millet? And she said, have you had couscous? And I was like, yes. Like we were born under a rock. And she said, well, it's like couscous. Can I tell you, millet is not like couscous. Millet is like horse chaff, warmed up.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The food was awful. The only good thing about it was the organic wine. And on the way home, the way back to his house, because thankfully we got there, yeah. We picked up a couple of burgers from a takeaway. Yeah.
Always need to fill up your meat ratio for the day, especially if you're having vegetarian.
Oh, my God. So that was our first proper date, which was pretty rubbish. But we occasionally do date night now.
I think you have to as a partner. You have to have that date night.
Mm, yeah. Date night is good. I do date night myself and went down to this lovely restaurant the other day. But it was a bit of a fail because the restaurant looked great on the outside. Kitchen was really small and it took ages for our food to come out. And it was kind of all mixed up, our food. So like our orders were not quite exactly what we ordered. So interesting.
Hey, Shell. Shell, we can call you Shell, not Shelly. Not Shelly.
No, not Shelly.
We had this discussion during the song. You have chosen the next song, which is another old school song, isn't it, my dear?
It is. It is. Show Me Love.
Oh, look
anyone
at that
out there, Show Me Love. But this is the song. Timeless track.
You're on the Single Life Affair on Joy 94.9.
Podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. Joy.org.au.
You're listening to the Single Life Affair on Joy 94.9, where you are joined by myself, guest host, John P. Wintle. Yes, I know I'm stunning.
Oh, my God. He told his whole name, Michelle, really.
Oh, my God. Because no one will remember it if he just says John. No one remember who he is.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Name. And obviously, other Britties down in the Bayside City tonight. And the beautiful Michelle is here as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank
not
you for
Shelley.
Calling me beautiful.
Not Shelley.
No, Shelley.
Never Shelley. And we are talking best and worst dates tonight.
Mm.
And we want to hear, what is your best date? What is your dream date? Someone has sent through another message, haven't they, Michelle?
They have. Francine.
Yes?
She says, if you survive more than 3 days, it's a long-term relationship. Oh, God.
That's a bit of a cynical older gay man saying that story, isn't it?
Day three, bring your U-Haul. Time to move in.
Hey, Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Best or worst date?
Oh, well, let me tell you about my worst date.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was going oh so well. So this is back in my irresponsible 20s. I was just, you know, being single, enjoying my life. Got asked out on a date by this awesome guy.
Yeah.
He was a package. Like, he was
a
bit ripped, a bit furry, kind of, he ticked all the boxes. Anyway, go out for dinner.
Yeah.
And that's all going well. Go out for dessert. That also is going well. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. I've hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought I'd go and seal the deal, if you know what I mean, Brett.
Right.
Seal
yes.
The deal.
Would that, Michelle, would that be in straight land? Would that be called third base or home run?
Home run.
I just thought always with the gays, it was always home run.
I'm pretty sure it's second base for the gays.
Do you mean again?
No, second base.
Oh, just second base.
As
oh,
in,
okay.
you know, kissing's first base and then, you know, sealing the deal is second base. So anyway, head back to his place.
Yes.
Going awesomely well. And anyway, we're hopping into bed.
Oh, this is a 6 p.m. time slot, John. I'm not sure if this is appropriate.
Well, I don't know if I should go on, but yes. I will.
Yeah, all right.
And hopping into bed.
You must.
Do you know what? I'll cut him off if he says anything dirty.
Socks are coming off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Shirts are coming off.
Yes.
Pants are coming off.
Oh, John.
The undies are coming
John,
off.
John, yes.
Then the teeth came out.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
The teeth came out and I had to put into effect, even though for the whole date I was going, this is amazing, this guy ticks all the boxes. Once the teeth came out, I was out. I aborted. Oh. I had to go. I was in my 20s and it's like, no, I need teeth.
Ooh. So you went on a date with a handsome, eligible gay man and you ended up in bed with Jabba Jaws.
Yes.
Or a gummy shark.
Gross.
Oh, my God. Michelle, is there any of the messages that have come through, my love?
I know.
You're so funny, John. Hey, look, my partner sent through a beautiful message. My dream date would be if I got home and Daniel McPherson had put up the Christmas tree terribly early. That's a bit of an in-joke with my boyfriend because we have a rule in our house because Andrew gets very excited about Christmas. And I said, after Cup Day, the tree's allowed to go up and it has to come down by Australia Day, because otherwise Andrew would have it up every year, like all year round, and he would change Christmas decorations to love hearts for Valentine's Day, then Easter eggs, and then like little crowns for Queen's birthday, and he would just, like, we can't do that.
And does
I've had to draw some clear lines.
Does he drag you through Santa's shed to buy bits and pieces sometimes, for decorations?
Sometimes, but look, there's sometimes I don't mind doing it, but it's his thing, and I think it's very good that he does it. And I'm just there just to help out. I know that I take a secondary role in that Christmas relationship that he has.
Well, you could combine your dream dates and have Daniel McPherson putting up the Christmas tree in the Newt.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Ooh. Andrew, get onto it.
Although you wouldn't want to be getting those unmentionables near the Christmas lights, guys. I think that could be slightly uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness.
Or Tinselburn.
Hey, Francine has sent through another message. And what it is, it's him and Chopper, when he went out to a bar. I don't know, Francine, was that a date? Did you go out with Chopper? Rest Chopper's soul. Bless. What is it? Rest in peace?
Rest in peace.
Yes, oh, R.I.P. goodness. And we've got one more, haven't we, from Brad, Michelle.
Brad said, my idea of a dream date is good conversation, a meal, need not even be a fantastic meal as long as palatable. So McDonald's is clearly there.
Drive-thru.
And an attractive man who was not afraid of a commitment. Unfortunately, the last few dates I've gone on have seemed to be with guys who have recently ended something or had other issues. So I've not actually been looking for anything than a night out. He says, don't get me wrong, a nice night out is fine, but when you actually got an interest in the other guy.
Oh, Brad, you know what, mate? Maybe this is your summer, because I think summer and dating is always much easier when you're single.
I agree. Everyone's out. There's a bit more skin showing.
Yeah.
People love tooting their horns. There's happiness in the air.
I think, John, you didn't get to toot your horn with Gummy Shark, did you, dear?
No. My horn definitely did not get tooted, aside from the cab out the front as I was evacuating the premises.
Oh, now we're going to do another Dancy Nancy track. Now, we haven't explained Dancy Nancy.
I know. Describe this.
So Dancy Nancy is an old term that we use in my group of friends where it's so dancey that all the Nancys get up and dance. It's really that simple. Mm-hmm. So it's got to have either a bit of a disco or a dance beat. It's got to make you dance. Johnny, this next one, and this is back from the 60s. I like your selection.
That's it. I've dusted away the cobwebs off my vault. And the song that I've the song that I've selected is one that was actually featured in a TV show recently.
Yeah, it's American Horror Asylum.
Asylum, yes. And it's called The Name Game.
Ooh, I'm loving it already. It's fantastic. So I think we better go back into your vault.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a bad date.
It's a very bad date.
We might come back to that. Johnny, you chose another selection. See, I've already got this lined up.
I love it.
A beautiful one by Sweets, or is it by Swagger? I always get them confused.
It's by Sweets, yes. And the song's called Swagger. It's an awesome track. Love it.
Oh, don't we love it already? You're on The Single Life Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
I love Yurish. You're listening to The Single Life Affair tonight on Joy 94.9. I'm joined with hosts of The Single Life, the beautiful Michelle, and the wonderful John.
I'm wonderful, I know.
Yes. You're very funny, John.
My goodness.
Now, normally 10 p.m. on Tuesday nights, and I love your topics. I love the obsession one. When I was lucky enough to be a guest and we talked about obsessions and you got some very funny comments. Because do you think it's because it's the late night slot that you get that sort of like little bit of rudeness going on?
Yeah, definitely. 10 p.m. all the rudies are out.
Strip down the barriers. We drop back to a PG rating.
Oh my God. We are asking everyone what is their dream day tonight. Michelle, you were telling us a quite bizarre, some of your dating life. What's going on, my dear?
Well, I think I'm a pretty bad date myself, but look, I have been on some shockers where you think they're going well, but I don't know what vibes I'm putting out there, but then the guys just take it to a whole new level and flop out a body part when I'm just not expecting it in public places.
Oh, my, like, when was that acceptable? You don't lob out a boob, do you?
No.
Because you're
not
a lady.
Breastfeeding. You know, I just don't understand what vibe I'm putting out there that they would want to do that such a thing.
But you're not, because you don't lead people on, Michelle, do you, dear?
Well, I might. I know.
You can't lead people on if they're not going to get to your pot at the end of the rainbow.
No. But I try and be, like, you know, friendly, charming, and sometimes I'm throwing a few little jokes here and there, and it might, you know, be misconstrued the wrong way, and then they just flop out a body part.
Look, I reckon you've got to keep a rein on your allure, MDK. You can't just be lashing that thing out all over town.
I know.
You've got to be careful.
Beautiful, Michelle, and you are quite alluring with your lovely golden hair.
Oh, thank you. Like Goldilocks.
And your safari suit you're wearing.
Mm. Now, what about Greece? I mean, when you went to Greece, because you've been to Greece a few times, I think you've lucked in with some good dates there, haven't you?
Yeah, because I'm all for them. Pro-Greek. Very pro-Greek. I don't know. I just think people in Europe in general are very open and they'll ask you out at the spur of the moment and you'll just go with the flow and it'll end up being an amazing date.
Do you think it's because Brett and I have talked about this before, about because you're the foreigner, because you're the tourist, there's some sort of like, there's no one here to look over your shoulder. You're a bit loose. I'm not saying you're loose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying you're loose with your inhibitions, maybe.
Definitely.
And, you know, a tourist like someone from Greece in Melbourne.
You want to show them around.
Like, yeah.
You want to be like, oh, I want you to see all the good parts of my city, you know.
Yes.
So you'll go out and you'll take them out and you'll have a good time with them and show them amazing sights.
Yeah.
And I think when you're a tourist over there, if someone asks me out, I'm like, I'm all for this, because usually they'll pay and they'll take you to some amazing spots.
Do you think you get a better deal being a woman in regards to who pays what than, like, for us, John?
Mm. I agree, yes, definitely. But there have been situations where I've been on the worst dates ever and I've just paid because I want to get the hell out of there. And I'm like, Bill, please, Bill, thank you.
So what is your exit strategy? John's exit strategy was the new app on the phone where it rings you and it pretends it's a pretend phone call so you can get out of there. What's your exit strategy?
I've done that. I've gone to the toilet, rung a friend and said, call me in 5 minutes with an emergency. But now, you know, I'm too old. I'm very upfront. I'm like, thanks for the drink. This is not happening and I've got somewhere else to be.
I'm very time poor.
Very time poor.
Do you know what? Why is that a problem in a date? Just to be upfront and just to go, you know, this isn't working. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. But then where is the line drawn between you've got to give someone a chance as well?
Like, I'll give them 2 drinks and then I think that's
what's that,
enough.
Half an hour?
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And rip the Band-Aid off. Don't keep it
but
going.
But, you know, like, if you, for me, if I've met someone off a dating app.
Yes.
So I haven't seen them before. I haven't had chemistry. If you go out with them, like, in 45 minutes, it's just not happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's just kill this off now. Let's cut this.
Now, I'm a bit worried because when I was dating, there was no such thing as apps. There was no such thing as smartphones. Mm. People were just starting to use mobiles. I'm that old. And now all my friends are on apps and, like, I don't believe things like Grindr and Scruff and Hornet. I don't think they're dating sites. I think they're hookup sites.
I agree.
Yeah. But what about, like, because some of my straight friends use RSVP.
All of my worst dates have been from RSVP.
Did you just get that slightly wrong? All of your worst dates are from RSVP or all your dates are the worst dates?
No, look, seriously, every date that I've been on that's been off RSVP, I have wanted to shoot myself.
Oh, my God.
They've been that tragic. The guy turns up late or he's just all so full of himself or it's just no chemistry. I'm just like, I just want to get out of here.
What's a damn woman to do in a big city?
I know. You just need to meet people face-to-face out and about.
It's probably also apt to mention at this point, Brett, that MDK is not an online dater. It's only just recently that she has decided to set up a profile on a site for a trip to New York.
Oh, do you blame her?
Well, why not?
That's a great incentive. And if you meet a bloke, so be it.
Perfect.
At the same time.
I know. I've set up a site so that my aim is to get 5 dates
when
I go to New York.
Yeah.
So they can take me out and see the sights.
Hang on. How many days are you in New York for?
Oh, about 10.
Okay. So that's enough. One every 2 days.
Single girl?
Hair and nails on every alternating day.
Will you remember their name? And if you don't, it doesn't matter because John's given us our next song. We're going to have another crack at it. It's the name game. Oh, here it is.
Oh,
yes.
You're listening to The Single Life Affair, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to The Single Life Affair on Joy 94.9, where we have been talking about dating experiences.
I know, and it's the... Always running out of time, guys. Mm. Always running out of time. Hey, Michelle, we've got a last little shout-out for you.
From Shazza, saying, you're all sounding terrific, and I'm laughing at your stories because they happened to me as well. Oh, everyone can relate to bad dating stories.
That's right.
I want to say a big thankful. You're just fantastic guests, and I think you'd make fantastic dates.
Oh, thank you.
It's so lovely.
Glad someone thinks so.
Hey, Brettie's back next week, and we're going to do, and my partner's actually going to be the guest next week.
Okay.
Because it's 50 years of Bond this year, so we're doing a very Bond affair next week.
Sounds exciting. We'll be tuning in.
Would you like to go out on a date with one of the Bonds?
I would.
Mm, which one?
Sean Connery.
How about you, Johnny Boy?
Me too. I'm a Connery boy.
See, I'm torn between Sean and Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Because Danny Craig. Mm.
He is amazing.
I think I've got an obsession with the name Daniel. Okay, so Dancy Nancy. I think I loved your tracks. Love the Dancy Nancy tracks. Now, I heard this track the other day. It's by St. Lucia. It's Elevate. Guys, I love it so much. Oh, you've been such wonderful guests. You can catch you guys.
10 p.m. Tuesdays.
And obviously, I'll be back next week. Oh, isn't it a great start? You've been listening to The Single Life Affair. Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.